I'm Jack Lessenberry. I spent some time yesterday in Mount Clemens talking with Mark Hackle, who, 4.5 years ago, became the first executive Macomb County's ever had. You'd have a hard time finding anyone as enthusiastic about any county anywhere as Hackle is about Macomb. He was born there 53 years ago, stayed because he didn't want to go away to school, and has never lived or wanted to live anywhere else. A Democrat, at least on paper, he was elected sheriff 3 times and has been elected county executive 2x in massive landslides, both in years when his party's candidate for governor lost the county badly. Naturally, there's been a lot of speculation about whether he might be the Democrats' best hope of taking the statehouse back 3 years from now. Hackle admits he's thought about it, but says, "I'd only do it if I was convinced I could accomplish something. Look at Lansing. The governor's party controls the legislature, everything, and they can't even get the voters' top priority done, the roads," he said. Hackle would rather talk about Macomb, which is by far the fastest-growing county in metropolitan Detroit. For years, Macomb was sort of Detroit's lunch-bucket county. White-collar workers leaving Detroit went to Oakland County on the west, blue-collar ones to Macomb on the east. First they were Democrats, then Reagan Democrats. But that's been changing. The county still has a strong ethnic and manufacturing base. While judges tend to have Irish names in Wayne and Oakland counties, they're apt to have Italian and Polish ones in Macomb. But Macomb is booming and diversifying. The county has doubled its population in the last half century, and now has more than 850,000 people. 14 people a day move into Macomb, Hackle says, beaming with pride. He's a great booster of the slogan, "Make Macomb your home." He's not much of a partisan, but believes in strong government. He says that while Macomb was the last of the big three to move to an executive form of government, Macomb's executive has much stronger powers. "Nothing goes anywhere except through the executive," he told me. "The commission can only approve or reject county contracts, for example. They can't amend them." I understand the need for a legislative body to talk and have dialogue, but the reality is that somebody has to be responsible, he said. He knows all about that. He grew up largely in a single-parent home, raised by his dad, who was a sheriff before him. Hackle, who doesn't appear to have an ounce of fat on him, radiates energy. He's unhappy if he can't run a few miles every day and hates to go on vacation. He also doesn't have much use for political parties. He took all the R's and D's out of the county directory listing officials. He confesses that while he's staying a Democrat, if it were up to him, county executive would be a nonpartisan position. But if he ever were to become governor, would that make him more or less effective? That's hard to say, except that Hackle's been decisively effective in Macomb, and nobody in their right mind would claim that Lansing works very well now.